You're listening to the Family of Te Geta podcast. A new message from Akatu. Visiting spirits.
Beloved souls of Earth, in these moments, you are both spirit and flesh. Each of these is present. The dilemma comes when one seeks to gain access over the other. When the human aspect of ego and flesh surrenders to the mastery of the soul, it is called alignment. Only then can your soul plan be realized. Only then is peace known. The interim between leaving the body and joining the perfect body in stasis on your star of origin is almost instant. The light chamber remains humming in soft vibrations with colorful lighting. The awakened being arises and feels energized. Full memory is present, and family gathers with joy. There are instances where souls choose to visit loved ones left on Earth. There might be a desire to explore areas of densities and dimensions. If this will be very brief, the soul may remain in their body and phase in and out of densities. If the visit will be much longer, the body may rest again in stasis, and the soul will venture out in spirit form. Many on Earth will attest to moments when lights flicker, when dogs bark at seemingly nothing, and when innocent babies and children gaze into nothingness and smile. The inner sight is still present, and intuition is not clouded with programming. Souls visit loved ones and send frequencies of love and comfort. There are many times of exploration where the soul enjoys flying freely and observing other life forms. There is a sense of magic as breezes of colors and tones flow with the traveling spirit of light. Stars are visited and galaxies become a playground. The Earth is never far from the focus of one that has incarnated many times. Architecture is revisited and ancient relics are remembered as structures created by the very souls now watching from a new vantage point. Life is enjoyed in the moments without an ego and without toil or pain. Everything that the soul experienced in form on Earth is seen as beauty. All existence is understood through the lens of sacred light. Fairies are visited in all realms, and there is a wondrous outpouring of love. Meeting again in non-physical is like velvet touching a rose petal. It all works so seamlessly, and there are no questions, only understanding. The fairies on Earth also enjoy visiting spirits. They know each one, and the mountains, trees, and rocks where they often gather will twinkle and shimmer in moments of recognition. Many fairies arrive in portals to add to the festivities of Earth. Communication is with frequencies, and nothing more is needed as love covers all. Clairvoyants often experience these spirits with feelings, telepathy, and even sight. Each soul on Earth with these powerful gifts is able to control the encounters and decide what is allowed. The first moment of knowing a spirit is present will bring wisdom to continue or ignore. Each created being has free will to nurture the visit or allow the spirit to understand there will be no further communication. This is done instantly within consciousness. Mastery takes time, but those with true gifts become proficient and able to assist others with the visits of free spirits. Many spirits act as messengers for urgent reasons. They join guides to alert leaders to refrain from war. They prevent crimes by nudging someone to move quickly. They perform much like a sacred spirit guide. Hospitals and suffering people are calmed by these visitors. A light might flash, and one might be sure that a glimpse of movement from another world was seen. These free-flying spirits are everywhere. You might have enjoyed these ventures yourself. You are unlimited in all ways in between incarnations. You are the soul of light. In the final moments of this dream, take time to become still and quiet. Bring your presence and listen carefully as one that is close offers their own message. These encounters are planned and sacred to bring peace in a world of suffering. Eniki Maiya, I love you so. Akatu.